Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmutov, and today I'll show you how to check your console logs or console error logs in the browser and fail the test if one of the messages has a certain substring. Because sometimes, even if you look at console error, well, some messages might not be errors. For example, in this case, we have one message that we probably want to consider an error. It says, oops, real error, and there are a couple of console error messages that are from third-party libraries that are not errors, and we want to ignore those. So we don't want to just stop console error and fail. We want to let the actions happen, then inspect the calls to console error method. Maybe concatenate everything to a string because, you know, console logs might take several arguments and we want to convert them all into one text argument so that we can search for a substring and then fail if we find a substring, for example, with oops. So here's how we can do it for this particular example. I'm gonna move the browser to the left. This is the code we're working with. We're gonna wait 1 second for all the calls to happen. It's a common situation. We usually would observe something on the page to know when to check, but anytime you are trying to confirm that the call has not happened, you probably need to wait or observe something that tells you you're done waiting. So before we do anything, we wanna get the window of our application, its console property, we get the console, and now we can, for example, spy or stop console object and its method error, and we save it as an Alice, let's say log error. Now notice we are seeing those calls, okay, right here. And I'm gonna just increase this so this call also happens. So we see the real error log right here. Okay, perfect. Now let's validate and confirm that none of console error method calls includes the argument with substring oops. So we can get our Alice synon stub using scget log error. That's the Alice we gave it before anything happened. And we can invoke get calls, which will return an array of calls. And from Cypress map, I have a print method that just prints the current subject, which is nice. So notice that in addition to synon methods and counters and properties, there is a property called args and it's an array, and these are all the arguments to each console error call. All right, so what we can do, we can say map each call to its args properties, and let me print it again so we see what we get. We're getting an array of arrays and there are all the arguments to every console error call. And what we can do right here, we can take each array and we can maybe make it into a single string. And if you look at an array, you can call method join. So we can, for an array called map invoke, which comes from Cypress map, we can say on each item in the array, which is current subject, call method or invoke method join. And maybe just with a space between the arguments. So now we should get just a single subject, which is an array of strings. So everything like number 42 right here was a part of a string now. All right, all we have to do is invoke filter, and we can say for each message, if a message includes, let's say, oops, then include this, right? And this will give us just an array of strings that are errors. And if there are no errors, then this array should be empty. And so right now it fails because this array that we filtered includes a single string with an error message. And if we don't console error, then everything is great. One other addition, this chain of commands is actually a chain of queries, because scget is retryable, scinvoke is retryable, scimap from Cypress map is retryable, these calls are retryable and then followed by an assertion. So the whole chain could be retried. In this case, once an array gets an error, it will fail instantly. Retrying it would not make any difference, so in this case. But all I'm trying to say is that you can write this chain of commands so the whole chain is retryable. Okay, so this is how you can check your application to make sure that no real errors are printed to the console ever, but you only look for a specific substring. I will put a link to the examples site that has this full example with explanation in the description of this video. On the same website, you can find almost 1,000 of Cypress test examples that are actually executed just like here and tested and kept up to date.